אתם עם SBS בעברית. Let's talk about arts and entertainment and some Yiddish. And today we will hear about a new theatrical play called Yentl that is showing in Melbourne this month. Gary Abrahams is an award-winning Melbourne-based theatre maker, director and playwright, and he's joining us now to tell us more. Hi, Gary.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And thanks so much for joining us today. Coming from South Africa, you've pretty much been involved with theatre since you arrived, right?
I grew up in South Africa in Johannesburg, but I've been in Melbourne since 1998. And yeah, I've been pretty much working in theatre ever since then. And as you said, I'm a theatre director and a playwright. And at the moment, I work with the Yiddish Theatre, and I've got a show on at the Malt House Theatre called Yentl.
And we will get to Yentl in a second. But before that, for those who are familiar with Melbourne, you are the director and creative consultant for the Kadima Jewish Cultural Centre and National Library. Tell us about Kadima and your role.
Well, Kadima is an organization which is devoted to the sharing and preservation of Yiddish language and culture. And Kadima Yiddish Theater is a subsection of that. And Kadima Yiddish Theater, really, we use theater and live performance in order to share culture, to invite conversations around inclusivity and tolerance. And also, you know, we explore the diaspora experience within our work. And I've been working with the Kadima for a number of years now, and I'm now the newly appointed executive director of theater. And Yentl is one of our biggest projects. You know, it's on at the Malt House Theater at the moment. So it's a really, really big deal for us to have Yiddish language and Yiddish culture on the main stages in Australia.
Mm-hmm. And you have quite a resume in directing. You have previously worked on various shows. What else did you do?
As a director, I mean, I've worked for, I think I've been working in Melbourne for about 15 or 16 years now, and I do everything from really large-scale commercial works. I directed a play called 33 Variations with the Academy Award-winning actor Ellen Burstyn a few years back. I've directed shows for the Melbourne Theatre Company, for Red Stitch Actors Theatre. You know, and my work traverses everything from large-scale musicals to smaller independent and experimental works. But my real love is text-based theatre and, bringing everything that I love and know about theatre into the room. And I've won a number of awards. I'm a Green Room Award winner. I feel like I've managed to carve a really interesting career out for myself here.
And now you bring us Yentl, which have seen few versions in the past, including the film directed by Barbara Streisand.
Well, it's actually the very first new adaptation of the work since the film, the Barbara Streisand film that probably most people are familiar with. It's based on an original short story by Isaac Bashevis Singer. He actually did write a stage version of it in 1973, which went to Broadway. But our version, Academia de Theatre, is a completely new take on the material. And as I said, it's the very first new adaptation and reworking of the story in about 50 years. And we've really leaned into some of the more, the darker aspects of the story that aren't so apparent in the other versions. Isaac Bashevis Singer is a Nobel winning writer. He wrote a lot of his work in Yiddish and translated it into English later on. And his work, you know, it's so rooted in fascinating Yiddish culture. He's also an extremely learned man who studied the Torah and Talmud and Gomorrah and a lot of Jewish spiritual teaching, and that really reflects in his work. So we really use this and use that aspect of the work to explore this extraordinary story of a young woman who wants to study, but obviously she's forbidden from studying because in Orthodox Judaism, women don't get to study the Torah. Mm-hmm. And she dresses up as a boy in order to enter a yeshiva. And then begins to live a life as a man. So the story, you know, inherently deals with really trans and queer issues that we've really highlighted in this retelling. And we've had such a phenomenal response to this. We did actually premiere the work 2 years ago at the Arts Centre in Melbourne, and because of the success of that, Malt House programmed us this year. And again, the reviews have just been, really, really testament to the work that we've managed to put out there. It's had a phenomenal response.
I guess 2020 was a tough year just before the lockdowns. It was quite of a challenge to complete the production.
Yeah, we started developing the work in about 2020, just before COVID hit. And then obviously all the lockdowns and the theater industry being shut down afforded us a lot more time to develop the script. So we really kind of worked on the script for a good sort of 2 years before premiering the season in 2022. But, you know, when it went up, then theatre was just coming back, audiences were still quite nervous. So we knew we had a wider audience to reach with this season.
Mm. What are your thoughts about the film Yentl from the 70s with Barbara Streisand?
Well, Barbara Streisand worked on the film adaptation, and she kind of really turned the film into a vehicle for herself and her own. It was a style vehicle for Barbara Streisand, and Isaac Bashevis, the singer, the original short story author, didn't like the film. He was quite vocal in his criticism of the film.
Okay.
I like to think that he would really love what we've done with it and how far we've taken it into Yiddish culture and Jewish spirituality and sort of Kabbalistic teachings and really sort of queer and LGBTQI plus stories and religion aren't often a good mix or a sort of positive mix, but I think we've managed to tap into something with the story which brings these two worlds together in a really positive and beautiful way. And
talking about reviving the Yiddish language, how many dialogues are actually in Yiddish?
So it's a bilingual play, so I'd say about 30-35% of the text is in Yiddish with surtitles, but the surtitles are integrated into the set. And it really just lends this authenticity and this beautiful poeticism to the work. You know, Yiddish is on the UNESCO's list of endangered languages, and it really is, a language that was nearly wiped off the face of the earth. And so there's been over the past sort of decades a real push to revive it. You know, at Kadima, we teach Yiddish classes. There's a lot of interest, particularly amongst sort of grandchildren of European Jews who kind of left, had to kind of flee Europe. And it's becoming a burgeoning sort of subculture all of its own. We're starting to see Yiddish works appear on stages in New York. There's a number of Yiddish theaters in Europe. And, it's a big culture. And I think, we forget how much Yiddish has actually influenced contemporary Western culture. You know, when you tend to think about sort of Jewish humor, for example, New York humor, Seinfeld, a number of comedians, that sort of Yiddish character and that sort of Yiddishkeit vibe is kind of really present. And you had a lot of Yiddish sort of artists. You know, Yiddish theater was a huge deal at the turn of the sort of 19th century. There were Yiddish theaters springing up all over the world, and people who were sort of migrating from Europe with Yiddish as the home language had an enormous influence on the culture, on art scenes, on theater scenes, on Broadway, right across the world. Music, Kletzmer music, for example, and a lot of sort of those Broadway songs, those sort of 1920s Cole Porter songs, that all derived from sort of original Yiddish music and Yiddish poetry. And, so it really has had a huge impact on Western culture over the years.
Yeah, bringing Yiddish back to the stage. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these things tend to skip a generation, don't they? So it really is the grandkids and the sort of younger people now that are taking an interest. I think even Monash University has a department which is sort of languages and Yiddish features quite prominently there. So look, it's a really big deal for us to have Yiddish on the main stages here in Australia and for this work to have been the success that it is. And I think it's just a great example of how you can create bilingual work that is culturally specific while also being really universal in its story and its appeal.
Okay, Gary, where and when can we see it?
It's on in Melbourne at the Malthouse Theatre. We've been running for 2 weeks, and we run until the 17th of March. So people can just hop onto the Malthouse website and find the booking link there.
Any chance to see it nationwide, maybe other cities, Sydney?
Well, look, we because we've done the show twice now and we've just had such a phenomenal response each time, we really are looking for opportunities to take it elsewhere in Australia. And as I said, even though it is very culturally specific, the story is incredibly universal. And what I'm loving is the diversity of audiences that it's bringing to the theatre to sit together.
And I saw some excellent reviews on the play.
We've had nonstop 5-star reviews for this season. It's been reviewed really, really well, and audiences are having a surprising and delightful time. It's a very funny show. It's very, very entertaining.
Great.
And it's kind of been described as unlike anything on the stages.
Beautiful. The play Yentl, written by Gary Abrahams, Elise Hertz, and Galit Klass. It's based on a short story by Isaac Bashevis Singer. Gary Abrahams, thank you so much, and shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.